Hello, everyone. It's Pastor Adam. Got an encouraging word today, so let's get right into it. Father, we thank you so much for today. We ask for you to have our ears opened to hear this and our eyes open so that we can see it. Father, reveal to us the things you are trying to get across to us so that we can understand how to live for our purpose and destiny, and that we don't allow our soul, our mind, will, and emotions to block the Holy Spirit's guidance in our lives. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So today, I want to look at the importance of how we should live each day, you know, seize the day, and how we live, you know, life looking forward. And I think to do that, we've got to leave some things behind as we move forward. You know, I think about Candace and I. We moved 14 times while in the Navy. And I can tell you, those experiences give me a very real example of what moving forward, you know, that process is like in the natural. But that very same concept applies to the spiritual world. When we are talking about living for today and moving forward in the natural, we would likely process physical items, you know, that we're moving, like, you know, the chairs, the beds, the couches, the desks, the clothes, etc., that we'd pack, that, you know, and we, as we're moving, a lot of times we'd say, well, let's get rid of that. We don't need that anymore. So we'd do some cleaning or, you know, lightening the load a bit as we were moving to the next place. But today, in this spiritual realm, we are referring to leaving behind wrong thinking, inaccurate processing. Those are the things that I want to hit on today that we are going to leave behind. Now, we have heard, you know, if you've been in the Word of God, you've been going to churches wherever you are at through your life, being involved in ministry, reading your Bible, you have heard over and over that once we become born again, the Bible tells us that we have now become new creations in Jesus Christ. Our, you know, our slates have been wiped fully clean, and we now have been given a brand new start. We're born again. We're starting fresh spiritually. Our part is this free gift of grace by faith in Jesus Christ, right? And our part is humility, submission, obedience to the Word of God, to follow the Lord, and allow God to raise us up in His knowledge, His grace, His power, His type of love. We must now be willing to make Jesus Christ Lord over our life, not just our Savior. He's got to be over everything. We must also understand our position as a born-again believer and surrender if we want to get anywhere in our new life with God in the driver's seat. You know, when Jesus is Lord over our life, it means that we are now willing to turn the reins of our life over to Him, and He will now lead our life into the specific directions He wants us to go in. And now, just a quick summation of that is we are now no longer our own. We have been, you know, bought back by God the Father at the price of His Son's shed blood. We now belong to God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost, and to no one else. Now, once this happens, what God likes to do is to take us back in our past so He can begin to clean up any wreckage that may have occurred that we need to deal with to move forward. And before we can really move forward into the divine destiny that God has in store for us, is we one of the first things we have to do is deal with some specific things that may have occurred in our past. The reason for this is because too many Christians are bound up in their past, and as a result, they cannot fully live in the present. And if you are out there right now going, well, I don't want to deal with these things that happen in our past, if you just push them aside and don't properly deal with them, they're going to resurface in new encounters, new relationships, new situations, and you're likely going to follow the same things you did years ago without properly filtering through the biblical worldview. And you'll end up with the same results, which are usually painful or destructive. That's why we got to pay attention to this. Before you can really start to move forward in your divine destiny with the Lord, you will first have to learn how to let your past fully go. Now, if we resist this, God will allow it. But these things in our past, if not dealt with, will resurface time after time in an array of situations throughout our days, weeks, months, and years. Jesus Christ and the Apostle Paul, We have them written down, made two very profound and life-altering statements. For many of us, these two specific verses that we're going to get into will determine whether or not you will be able to fully succeed in the divine call that God has placed on your life. And as a result of the curse of Adam and Eve that is still in full operation on the earth through humanity, we are all forced to be born into a fallen and cursed world. We are all, in other words, stuck having to deal with the reality of pure evil in our lives through the activity of demonic spirits and bad and evil people who have chosen with their own free will to live life out on the dark side. Now, the reality is that every single one of us will get hurt to some degree and to some extent in our lives. There's no getting around that. And for many of us, some of these hurts will end up being extreme and traumatic. Every minute of every day, someone is getting murdered, robbed, abused, or abducted. Jesus himself said that a certain amount of tribulation and persecution would always come our way in this life. This is why the Bible tells us that we have to learn how to become good soldiers of Jesus Christ and learn how to put on and apply the real armor of God of our lives. In other words, we have all been born into a war zone as a result of the curse from the Garden of Eden. From Adam and Eve. And unless we learn how to walk in the power and anointing of God for our life, then some of these, like I'll call them like torpedo shots or missiles that the enemy sends may knock us right out of our divine call in the Lord. Or maybe even knock us right out of this life for good through an actual physical death. Now, all of us to some degree have issues from our past that have to be properly dealt with before we can really proceed to walk into the perfect plan of God that he has for our lives. You know, I've noticed, I've observed, some Christians are so bound up with some of the things that have happened to them in their past that they literally cannot get off the couch to start living again, much less ever fully fly into divine destinies for the Lord. People, it happens all the time. As I'm saying it right now, I'm picturing people right now, just in this past year that I've met and things, some of the things they can't get over. There was an abuse or something bad happened to them, even as an adult, and another person did the same thing, and they just can't pull themselves to face it. They cower back. They're afraid. They don't want to have to deal with these things. And I'm telling you, we have to face these things. We have to face these giants and overcome them. And you have to do it yourself. You can't get somebody else to do it. That doesn't count. Okay? Many of God's eagles, I'll call us, you know, Christians like eagles. Many of our God's eagles have had their wings totally broken and decimated with some of these missiles, these torpedo shots that have come along in their lives. And many of them are living on, you know, are living today on antidepressants, painkillers, because they can no longer handle the stress, the pain, and the heartache of this life. Before an eagle of God can really start to fly into the heights that God has in store for them in this life, the eagle has got to break off any chains that may be holding them down from flying. These chains are keeping some of God's eagles grounded. And for many of God's eagles, these chains are the things they are still holding on to from their past. Now, Jesus said, right? One of the things he told us, he says, I came to set the captives free. That's us. That's all of us. And one of the main areas that we all have to be set free from is some of our wrong thinking that may have arisen out of some of the bad things that have occurred in our past. Now, in these scriptures, Jesus says that anyone who is trying to move forward in their walk and call for God, but keeps looking back, is not fit for the kingdom of God. Paul, the Apostle Paul, says that the one thing he makes sure to do in his walk with the Lord is to forget those things which are behind him and press forward into those things which now lie ahead of him. You know, once we put those two verses together, that theme there, you put one right next to the other, I think a perfect revelation from the Lord is revealed on this issue. Bottom line, we have got to learn how to fully let go of our past before we can start to proceed full steam ahead in our divine destiny for the Lord. If we don't learn how to let our past fully go, we're going to stay stuck and grounded right where you're at. And sadly, then you'll never fully accomplish the things that God had in store for you in this life. I mean, just process how you will act when you meet God and He shows you how much more you could have accomplished for Him in this life had you allowed Him to unchain you from your hurtful past. And guess what? That choice is yours. You can either choose to stay fully bound up in your past, on your medication, never encountering any type of pain anymore, continue to throw pity parties for yourself, blame everyone and everything for all of your miseries in life, or we can choose to rise up, get back up, brush yourself off, make a brand new fresh start with God by choosing to fully surrender your entire life into His hands and work with Him to get our past fully cleaned up so that we can start to fully live in the present again. And then you can fly into your divine destiny that He's planned for your life. For many of us who are severely bound up with things that have occurred in our past, we got to realize that God will give us an ample and reasonable amount of time to get our past cleaned up. What we'll find out, if you're honest, is that you need an inner healing from God on certain issues. And I know, as a certified Christian counselor, been doing this for 2 decades, many have a struggle with this. But folks, God really does want you to let go of those things in your past. But He's not going to violate the way He made us by restricting our free will choices. He's not going to force you. He wants you to see us fully fly into what He has in store for us in this life. And He will not expect us to make this kind of quantum leap overnight, especially if some of our past hurt have been extreme and traumatic. Like I said earlier, one of the things I found out in my own personal journey with the Lord is that God took me back and brought me back remembrance of many things that occurred in my past. And the reason He will do this is so you can learn from your past. He will show you where He was at and where He was not at on certain things. The choices you'd made me. He goes, well, I was there, but you didn't see me. Or you made that choice, so I just stood back and let your choice play out. He's going to show you some of the good things you did and some of the bad things you did so you can learn from those past issues and not repeat them in the future. He will show you how He's been behind the scenes the entire time and how eventually some of the bad things ended up working out for your own good because of His grace and mercy. He will show you the extreme consequences of not fully following Him in this life. That some of the bad things that may have happened to you were a result of your own making, your own decisions without consulting Him. Many times, because we just would not listen to sound advice about the dangers that we were out, that were right around the corner, that we were getting ready to turn into. And when God does begin to do this kind of deeper inner work with you, I want to encourage you to continue to travel down that path with Him on it. Let Him show you the truth on many of the different matters in your past. And I'm telling you, if you do this, then His truth will start to work to help to set you totally free, no matter how bad some things may have been in your past. God can fully heal you and break you off any past chain if you're willing to believe that He can do it for you. I know some of us are bound up with false chains of guilt as a result of some of the sexual molestations that may have occurred in a dysfunctional family scene. Well, God can fully break those types of chains off you, no matter how bad or how severe you think they may be. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is the master surgeon, man. He is the one who will be getting down deep into where those hurts and pains are located, if you're willing to work and cooperate with God during this inner healing process. He will be able to cut out and completely take away the hurt, the pain, the trauma associated with some of these painful events. He'll take us back in our past so we can directly deal with certain issues and problem areas that he wants to target. Excuse me. And then we will need to let our past fully go and concentrate and focus on the present and future as to where God will now be taking us. There will simply come a day and time that you will have to let your past and all of the hurts from your past completely go. If you don't, I guarantee you this, you will stay stuck. You will stay grounded. You'll be like paralyzed in your walk with the Lord. You're not going to be able to fly off the edge of that cliff into the freedom and adventure that God has in store for you in this life unless you first acknowledge and learn how to let your past fully go. This thing I'm talking about, this principle is a basic 101 principle that each and every single Christian has got to get worked out in their mindsets. This basic principle could be one of the major determining factors as to whether or not you ever are launched into the divine path that God has set up for you to follow while you're here in this life, this journey. Sadly, many of God's eagles never learn to fly with the wings that he has given them because they could not get unbound from the chains of their hurtful past. Now, I believe this is a direct connotation when Scripture says that many are called, but few are chosen. And Jesus says that in Matthew chapter 22, verse 14. Many of God's people are being called to come into his higher calling for their lives, but many of them are not being chosen because they simply could not let go of their hurtful past. The choice to learn how to let your past fully go so you can start to fully live again in your present is an individual choice that each one of us has set before us. Not even God himself will override your free will choice in this area. What I've witnessed so often is people will speak about their hurts and then start to proclaim a decision they have made about their hurts. For instance, they will say, so-and-so hurt me, I'm done with them. And then later realize that that was an emotional decision that they hadn't thought out properly. But sadly, now they realize it, but they don't want to look silly by flip-flopping on their claim they boldly stated to people, so pride wells up. And then they decide to stick with their emotional decision, yet they know all they have to do is admit they were hurting and say they made a mistake. But many can't do that. It's called pride. Just can't humble themselves. I'll give you my example on this. Growing up as a young boy, I was told by my mother I wasn't wanted. I was 5, 6, 7, 8, heard this repeatedly. Unwanted birth. She didn't want me and my younger brother. So we were told this. Now, I could have stayed stuck in that state if I chose. And I did for a while. As a teenager, me and my mom did not get along because I remembered that. I remembered how she said those things. She regretted it and she acknowledged it, but I was too prideful, was young. And even as a young man going off to college, I couldn't wait to go to college to get away from her. Through college, and mom was trying to make it up, and I was being a tough cookie boy. I wasn't forgiving her or letting her forget that. Made her wallow in that every chance I could, like a young, immature person. But when I went into the military, went into the Navy after I graduated college, went through my officer training, I came home to my parents. I was 23 years old, and I told them, I'm asking for forgiveness because of what a fool I was for so many things I did as a young man. And my dad laughed at me and said, oh, of course you're forgiven. You think this was our first rodeo? Dad says, you were the fourth of five. Like, no, we'd seen quite a bit before you'd pulled any of your shenanigans. Of course you're forgiven. My mom, and I told my mom, I forgive you totally. And so I was set free then. And there's some of us right now. But see, pride could have stood in my way. And it did for years. But then it finally broke through. I just dealt with it. I just dealt with it. You know, and I learned a little bit more about life. I learned how hard my mom's life was and had a little more grace and understanding than I did before. So I just gave you that example in my life. See, God freely gives us the knowledge from his word that this is what he really wants from us. And then God will take you back in your past so he can get all of those loose ends, if you will, cleaned up and tied up. Not let them set frail anymore and just flinging in the wind. We got to get rid of them. Or a way to look at it is pull out the root. You might have snapped off the weed, but the root is still in there and it's still growing back. And see, what God does is he gives us an important opportunity to make a very important decision in your life. Will you now let your past fully go so you can fly into the divine destiny that he has set up for your life? Or will you choose to stay stuck and grounded, wailing in the misery of your past? Each of us will have to make this choice for themselves. That's why the Bible says that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. My favorite scripture, Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, which says, seek vengeance, retribution, all these kinds of things, right? But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's good, pleasing, and perfect will is. So we can do the will of God instead of the will of ourselves. We have got to learn how to develop right thinking in our thought process with how you think about and view things. One of the first basic things we got to learn is to think right about how is to fully let go of our past. Learn how to fully let go of your past with the help of the Holy Spirit. And then you can step from the dugout out into the real playing field where the real action is at with the Lord. Here's what Jesus had to say about this basic principle. This is in Luke chapter 9, verse 62. Jesus says, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." Wow. I mean, Jesus says no one. Not some of them. He says no one who keeps looking back on his past is fit for service in the kingdom of God. It's an all-inclusive word. It means all of us. No exceptions. In other words, Jesus is wanting all of us to get a grip on this revelation and get it properly worked out into our minds so we can all plow straight ahead into the calls and divine destinies that he has in store for us in this life. But also note that Jesus didn't say we would not be in the kingdom of God, just that we are not fit to serve in the kingdom of God. So don't get confused. This isn't a salvation issue. Because we're going to be doing stuff after we pass this life. It's not just going to be sitting on clouds playing the harps and singing to Jesus. No. God is looking for those of us who properly steward our gifts so he knows where to place us in the new heaven and the new earth. Okay. Now, the second verse that I've been, talking about leading up to this is going to come from the Apostle Paul. Paul really puts this revelation into proper perspective in a relation to the big picture. Here's how he put it. It's in Philippians chapter 3, it's verses 12 through 14. "Not that I have already obtained all of this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." So notice there that Paul starts out the second part of the verse with the words, "but one thing I do." And from that point on, he goes into the revelation of not looking at what is behind him, but looking and reaching forward for those things which now lie ahead of him. The words there that he said, "but one thing I do," is being put in the context of something that he is really making sure that he does on a regular and consistent basis. Okay, this particular revelation is one that you will really have to stay on top of and not let get away from you. We got to keep doing this regularly and consistently. Because it's extremely easy to start falling back on all of the bad things that may have occurred in your past and then use that as an excuse to start feeling sorry for yourself or to justify some of the irrational things that you may be doing in your life. Just because, your parents may have physically abused you does not give you the right to physically abuse your own children. Just because one of your dysfunctional parents may have been an alcoholic does not mean you have to become an alcoholic yourself. Right? And then notice that Paul ends this verse really putting everything in proper perspective when he says that he is wanting to press forward, right? That is because God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. God the Father has a specific plan and destiny for each one of us, right? And for each of us that will come to him and fully surrender our lives into his hands. But you will never be able to press forward and fly into this upward and high calling unless you can first learn how to let go of the past. Both of these are these verses here, the ones from Jesus in Matthew and here in Philippians from Paul, perfectly and beautifully capture this, like I call it, a basic 101 principle of Christianity. This particular principle is, without any question, a major, basic, fundamental principle that each and every Christian has got to get worked into their mindset, into their way of thinking through life, the way you view things. And I'm telling you, for many, it will be the difference as to whether or not they fully accomplish everything that God has set out for them to do in his perfect plan for their lives. All of us have a certain amount of baggage that we carry. Some of us carry lighter loads, okay? But some have also learned how to let go of their past because they have found out that it will seriously damage their walk with the Lord and what he wants to do with their lives. They have found that carrying around some of the baggage from their past and constantly dwelling on it will steal their joy and happiness in the Lord. They have found that it will distort and warp their thinking. These kinds of people have managed to break away from their past so they can fully live and operate in the call of God for their lives. But on the flip side, many other people have not managed to break free from their past. They're still mired down in the hurts and injustices of their past and cannot seem to get any victory over any of it, either in their stinking thinking or in their emotions. Now, for those of us who are still stuck in our past to some degree, I'm just encouraging you, exhorting you, ask God to help you out with all of this. I mean, if you're willing to enter into full surrendering, right, with God, then he will start to move and help break you free from your hurtful past. And it most definitely is going to involve you to go talk to some of these people probably. Oh, see, right there, some of you are going, oh no, Adam, no, I can't talk to that person. I'm not saying you might, but it might. Get ready. Work with the Holy Spirit once he starts to show you the specific areas from your past that he's going to want to target. Here, I'm just going to list some specific areas from your past that you can expect the Holy Spirit to move in on very strongly. So here are these things that I'm just talking about. Broken marriages, sexual abuse of any kind, physical abuse, extreme verbal abuse, being a victim of any type of crime, dysfunctional families, that maybe encapsulates all of us to some degree, death of a close loved one, any type of financial disaster. Those are just some areas that may be revealed. All of these are like serious, like missile shots, torpedo shots that can knock many of us straight to the ground, especially if some of this has occurred when you were at a young age. When dealing with people who have been seriously hurt or injured, like what you see with victims of any kind of crime or sexual or physical abuse, the first thing God will ask you to do is to fully forgive the person who has wronged or injured you, no matter how bad, no matter how vicious that wrong may have been. Before God can move to supernaturally heal you from the pain, the torment, and the wounds that were inflicted upon you in your past, you will first have to be willing to fully forgive this person and let that person go into the hands of God for his justice, not your justice. God will be righting all of the wrongs ever done to us in this life when everything is all finally said and done. That is why you can let the worst of your enemies go, and they'll go into the hands of God if you fully forgive them. If you're willing to truly forgive that person, I guarantee you God will move in. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, heal up those wounds so you can no longer feel them. God's not going to like take away the actual memory of the event, but he can take away the actual pain, trauma, torment associated with the event so that you can get on with the rest of your life and not have to keep thinking about it all the time. The Bible tells us the truth will set us free. God will make sure to get the appropriate truths revealed to you so you can fully understand some of the, you know, behavior that was probably dysfunctional that was occurring in your family, and help separate truth from error so you don't fall victim to the same type of distorted and warped thinking in your own adult life. When God wants us to learn how to get you know, how to let the past fully go, I believe he is targeting more of the bad things in our past, especially the things that will really play with our minds and emotions, where our hearts could start to harden up and our thinking could become distorted, warped, and unhealthy. Now, we also have many good things from our past. We all have a number of treasured memories that we will never forget. God wants us to keep all of these memories in fully intact. There's no harm in going back down memory lane from time to time with many of the good things that may have occurred in our past. I mean, come on, folks. Our past is part of who we are and who we have become in the Lord. I mean, God uses the bad things in our past to shape, mold, and transform us into the kind of person he wants us to become today. What I believe Jesus and Paul are trying to tell us in the above, you know, two verses, that we cannot allow some of the bad things that may have happened in our past affect our thinking and our ability to want to live with full intensity for God. Say it again. I've said it multiple times today. I'll say it once more. God has a specific plan and purpose for your life. He's got, I think, a list of divine assignments that he wants you to complete for him before you go to be with him in the next realm. Do not let a few bad apples and a few bad events, no matter how bad they may have been, stop and prevent you from becoming everything that God is calling you to become in him. Jesus tells us in the book of Revelation that those who are overcomers in this life will be the ones to rule the nations of the world with him. Well, you can overcome any of the bad people and many of the bad events from your past with the divine help of the Holy Spirit. God's supernatural help can pull you out of any of the bad and negative emotions that may be preventing you from entering into his perfect plan for your life. But just like Peter and his story of getting out of the boat to supernaturally walk on the water, you too will have to be willing to step out of the boat, grab a hold of God's hand, and work with the Holy Spirit to help you get cleaned up so you can fully and finally let your past go. Once you're able to let your past fully go, then you'll be ready to fly as a true eagle of God into the divine plan that he has set up for you in your life. The choice is ours, folks. It's ours. You can either choose to let the hurts, wounds, and pains from your past continue to strangle and paralyze you, or you can choose to say enough is enough and give God a chance and a green light to free you from some of those bad things that may have occurred in your past. His power, his help are right there for us if we're willing to take his hand and allow him to bring us up from that. God bless you all. Amen.